And what we're going to talk about has already been unveiled. And Andy, I'm going to let you do the pleasure of announcing what's going on that's so special here in Colorado Springs.
Thanks, Dan. Well, tomorrow is the official start of Arts Month 2022, so we're all very excited about that. But today, given the way the calendar falls, is the day we will launch the fifth annual Pikes Peak Litter Letter Project. And that is always sort of the start of Arts Month. It's a partnership between the Cultural Office, the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance, and the Fountain Creek Watershed and Flood Control Greenway District, and we collectively, thanks to their manpower and womanpower, they go out and collect trash from our rivers and public lands, and then we work with them to create a large sculptural installation that is created from the trash that they pick up.
Oh, that is it.
And so this is the fifth year.
Yeah.
Each year, the letters spell out a different word. This year, we spell out the word priceless because our public lands and waterways are indeed priceless. And we have a whole bunch of Creek Week cleanup crews who have been out over the past couple days cleaning up. They're assembling the trash as we speak. And then at 4:30 today, we will dedicate the new piece of public art made by the trash that has been picked up during Creek Week. It's a pretty cool partnership.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's going to be unveiled on the far southeast corner of America, the beautiful park. What kind of like pieces will be in this? I mean, do they have pieces of like, you know, milk cartons and stuff like that?
Yeah, if you can imagine it, unfortunately, it's been left inappropriately in our waterways and on our public lands, and it's just trash, all kinds of trash. Every year it's a different combination of what they pick up, and they fill these letters. They're 6-foot-tall letters made with sort of metal framing around them, and unfortunately, there's never a shortage of trash. So this is the longest letter, word that we've had this year. It's got, I think, 9 different letters in it. And we're really just trying to draw attention not only to Arts Month, the start of Arts Month, but also how important keeping our public lands and waterways pristine. It's really important. And this is a great way to celebrate Arts Month, have a message about environmental stewardship, and really collaborate with different parts of the community to do so.
It's interesting because in 2018 you had Inspire, right? And then in 2019, yep, Pristine, and then 2020 Resilient, and then last year Respect, and then this year Priceless. So all of those are still up, right? So people can actually see those?
Nope. Actually, part of what's unique about this is we dedicate the sculpture at the beginning of Arts Month, and at the end of Arts Month, the end of October, the sculpture comes down,
okay,
all the trash is removed and actually disposed of properly.
So all of the Inspire, Pristine, Resilient, and Respect sculptures are all they're all gone.
They're all gone, but we reuse the same letters. If you look at all those words, each year we add another letter or two because it costs money to make the letter. Local nonprofit Concrete Couch makes the letters for us, and we pay them. So we try to be creative with the words, have them be relevant to the time. You know, like resilient was happening during COVID, right? The words are chosen to have a specific meaning that gets you thinking about not only the environmental needs of the community, but also about how we as a community are dealing at that particular point in time.
We've got about a minute left. Tell me about some of the things that are happening during Arts Month.
Oh my gosh, Dan, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yes.
We have over 300 events going on during the month of October, cultural events, art events, anything from music, dance, poetry, filmmaking, visual arts, cooking, everything you can think of that falls into the creative space. It's happening here in our community during the month of October. ArtsOctober.com is where you'll find out everything that's going on this October for Arts Month. It's a great website, and we really encourage your listeners to check it out, artsoctober.com.
Excellent, excellent, as always. Andy, thanks for the time and getting us up to date. Good luck with the unveiling tonight at 4:30, and we'll look forward to speaking about that and much more in our monthly visit on KRDO's Afternoon News later on in the month of October.